Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, it's Michael and I've got Joe with me again. So hi Joe.
Hi Michael, hi everybody. Good to be back with you. It's been a while since we did a VI Talk update.
It is. So what we're going to do is just, as we always do, ramble on for a little bit about some of the things we've done, some of the things we're doing, and some of the things we're planning to do.
Yeah. So, well, let's start with, if you want to get in touch with us, it's info@vitalk.co.uk. And the voicemail number is 0161 298 8255. So feel free to leave us a message and we'll get back to you.
We will. And there's been some really good stuff going on the Facebook group over the last few weeks. So do you want to tell us some of the topics that have been going on?
There has. There's been a lot about parenting and with children, education and making those transitional decisions. So that's been really interesting to watch because obviously, you know, most children are in mainstream education now, which has its own complications. So there's been a lot about that. We've had some fantastic interviews, which we've put on the group. We've had our Salia, who was a victim of honour-based abuse. So that's a really inspirational interview, and that's here on the channel and in all the other VI Talk places.
Definitely recommend going back and having a little listen to that one. And, you know, do share that one as well. It's one we would like to reach, you know, quite a lot of places and get that story out. And hopefully people will benefit from that as well.
Yeah. And of course, there's our countdown to Site Village 15. Because of the success last year, we decided to run it again. And we have had some different people to interview this year, which has been great. A few of those have gone out already. I think, is it Clear Vision we've put out?
Clear Vision, Sight and Sound, and our main interview with Karen Easthope.
And there's lots more to come. So if you're interested in Site Village and maybe you can't go, so you just want a flavour of what you can find there, then that's one to look out for. And they will all be put in a playlist, so they'll be easy for you to access.
They will. And you can't make it this year to Site Village, but I will be there for both days. So you know, I'm looking forward to meeting up. And we may try and arrange something during the day, maybe a meet-up zone for a certain time, because it'd be good to meet some of the members, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. And Ian's blog is making a return after a couple of weeks break. Ian's been absolutely crazy busy at work. So he's back with his blog. I've got one to upload for him that's been read by our volunteer, Chris. So that will be up either tonight or tomorrow. And that, again, is following on with the theme of education and the decisions that parents have to make for children, etc. So that's if you, you know, if you're a parent, perhaps you want to listen to that, or if you're just interested, then it's one to look out for.
And we've been hogging the media again, haven't we, recently, with a couple of places we've been on. We've been on the Bradbury Fields CD. So if anyone has joined us through listening to that, you know, welcome.
And we have just recently been in RNIB's Vision magazine, and it was a full-page feature. Woohoo!
Yeah.
No, thank you to the RNIB for that. It was in the letters page, and they interviewed us both a few weeks ago. And then they just put a piece together to feature in the magazine. And we have had some new people join the group on Facebook. So welcome to all of you as well.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to hearing what the, because we're thinking they may have used the interview for the audio version of the letter as well. But we're still waiting for that to arrive through the doorstep.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I don't like listening to myself, so...
You get used to it, especially like with my job where I do calls and you have to listen to yourself. You just get used to it. It doesn't bother you the same. But I don't. Yeah.
But one thing that we need, if you can help, is Sam, who was going to do the cookery spot for us, has got a lot of commitments and was had to sort of back out of doing it. So we are hoping to find another VI cook. So if you fit the bill and you'd like to have a go, please get in touch with us. You're going to have to cook in real time. Obviously, where there's pauses and say something's in the oven, then you're not going to record that. But you need to have a facility to record what you're doing. You need to be a confident cook, and you need to be able to cook in a way and get it across in a way that somebody who is totally blind could understand and follow. I know that's a tall order really, and it's a lot to ask, but if you feel that you could have a go, then, you know, send us, cook something, record it and send it to us, and we'll take a listen and see what we think.
Yeah, and if we get a few people, we might get a couple of people doing it. And again, it doesn't have to be anything posh. It could be cheese on toast all the way up to steak Wellington, you know.
Absolutely. I think it's good to start with the basics, because the idea is to get people's confidence up, to get people in the kitchen who perhaps are, you know, new to visual impairment, get them in the kitchen cooking the basics, sausage and mash, you know, beans on toast, like you say. It's all difficult when you're new to sight loss, or for people who are, you know, maybe been visually impaired for quite a while, but they're just feeling a bit, you know, lacking confidence. Get them in the kitchen, get you back in the kitchen, or get you cooking something that you never thought you'd be able to cook before.
Yeah. So there's other things obviously in the pipeline we're going to bring to you over the coming months as well. Like we said, do get in touch, info@vitalk.co.uk.
And all the other ways of finding us are given by our Wendy at the end, I think, aren't they? Apart from the voicemail number, which I've already given.
Yeah, so I think that's probably it for this time, is it, Jo?
It probably is, apart from, I missed one, sorry, yes, the book club. We don't mention that at the end. We've got Sam and Nikki running the VI Talk book club. So if you're interested in reading and maybe you want to find something new to read, you can find that on Facebook by searching VI Talk book club. But if you've any problems with finding anything, just please do get in touch. You can, I mean, you don't have to email us, you don't have to ring us up. You can drop Michael or myself an audio boom, or you can drop us a message on Facebook, whatever is easiest for you. Just, you know, do get in touch. Don't be shy.
Have you announced any new books yet as well for the book club? Because I know I've read the last two, which were on. I think we might be doing some new ones and discussions soon, are they?
I think the discussion has either started or is due to start on To Kill a Mockingbird.
That's the one book I've still not read, so it's...
No, I haven't either. I must get round to it. I need to get into that one.
Yeah, I've started it, but no, I didn't finish that one. So you can get all the books on RNIB and probably Calibre as well. So, you know, do check out those other services.
Yeah, and speaking of Calibre, they are one of our Countdown to Sight Village interviews. So that will be coming up in the next couple of weeks.
It will. And can I just mention something as well, Jo? Just in case anyone's listening, and I should really do an audio boom on it, but, you know, we do other things as well. So if there are any listeners from St Vincent School, we have got our school reunion coming up a week on Saturday. I think I might get away with mentioning it with you. And if you are interested, you do need to let us know by the end of the week. It's just, there's always people who slip through our SVOPA net. So it's good to get that out as well.
And if you are interested, there is an email address for that. You can contact Michael and the team by emailing podcast@svopa.co.uk.
And I suppose while we're talking about things in Liverpool, because there's a food and music festival as well, isn't there, talking of events, on the 4th and 5th of July at St Vincent School, open to anybody. We'll hopefully have more information on that in the next few days as well, and we'll do an audio boom on it so people get to know more information. So it's, you know, events and things what people can get involved in, it's always good to take part.
Yeah, and just tonight we've done an interview with Lindsay Hollands from British Blind Sport, and we have highlighted a sports festival that's taking place on the 11th of July in Coventry, and it's a have a go, but there's more about that. The interview with Lindsay will be out in the next few days when it's been edited. So if you're interested in your sport, so, you know, another one to look out for. And if there's anything you want us to highlight, if there's anything you know is going on that people might be interested in, whether it's arts, sport, whatever, food and drink, we're always happy to, you know, to put it on a podcast or for you to put it on the channel or to advertise it on Facebook.
So I think that's probably about it. So should we hand over to Wendy?
Yep. Just before we go, we'll say thank you to Andre, as always, for providing the shorts that we use on the podcasts and the audio booms, etc. And we will catch up with you all soon.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.